Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, a long-awaited regeneration project in Letterkenny has officially moved from plan to reality as the first sod has been turned in Market Square. As part of a €6.2 million Peace Plus funding announcement, the Creasle Community Association will receive almost €1 million. The trial of Jeffrey Donaldson has heard. He referred to allegations against him as unbelievable during his police interview. And police in Oma are advising motorists that the Gilgilly Road is closed following a serious road traffic collision. These stories and more, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly has the latest in sport at 6:15. A long-awaited regeneration project in Letterkenny has officially moved from plan to reality as the first sod's been turned in the Market Square. Councillor Kieran Brogan marked the milestone on what is his final day as mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. Local contractor Boyle Construction has been appointed to deliver the project, which forms part of the wider urban regeneration works for the town centre. The development is a key project in the Ireland 2040 initiative, supported by €1 million in funding from Donegal County Council. Councillor Brogan says the work represents a significant step forward for the future of Letterkenny Town Centre.
As I said previously, we're living in exciting times. We've seen huge amounts of capital investment, and it's great to be here this morning at the Market Square, appointing the contractor for the Market Square and local contractors, Boyle Construction. This is a huge project here. For the Market Square, for the total revamp of the Market Square, and also we have the works ongoing across the road too in the Alpha Innovation Centre. Just 2 weeks ago we had Minister James Brown down confirming the courthouse project as well, which was really good, and it's £9.85 million. So I mean, there's a lot of really good things happening around Letterkenny, around the urban regeneration works, and I suppose as a council and during my time as mayor, I've been making a lot of these a priority because we need it to see shovels in the ground and action. And I suppose for Letterkenny, it's sent out a very clear message.
Minister Charlie McConnellogue says Market Square has long been the civic heart of Donegal life and insists it should continue to play that central role as regeneration projects now gets underway.
The Market Square has been at the heart of life in Donegal as well as in Letterkenny over the many, many decades, and this project is really about transforming it further and making sure it's very much at the centre of life here in the town in the years ahead as well. It's just under €4 million of funding overall, three quarters of that from the government and a quarter of it from the County Council. So it's a significant step, significant investment, significant prioritisation of the Market Square in terms of its place within the town and within the county, and looking forward to seeing this work now start and indeed to the transformative outcome that it will deliver.
And, you know, it's great to see a local contractor get it. You said yourself, whenever you were giving your speech, that this was always a monumental place for Letterkenny.
Yeah, well, like, going back, this would have been where the market fairs would have happened, and also where the hiring fairs would have happened. It was basically the centre of commercial activity and civic life in Donegal over the years and centuries. And we want to make sure that continues to be the case. And it's a great space. It's a really big space and really exciting and well thought out plans, I think, in relation to its redevelopment. So it's good to see it now getting to the point where it's going to be starting very shortly, the official kick-off today, and looking forward to seeing it come to a completion too.
A major cross-community funding package linking Creasle and Greysteel has been announced as part of a €6.2 million Peace Plus investment. The Creasle Community Association is set to receive almost €1 million from the scheme, which also involves the Vale Centre in Greysteel and developing health communities. The initiative brings together two communities affected by separate tragedies, with funding to support a new community shed in Creasle and the development of a 50,000 square foot air dome in Greysteel. 10 people died in the Creasle tragedy in October 2022, and 8 civilians were killed in the Rising Sun Bar in Greysteel when it was attacked by the UDA and UFF in October of 1993. Magella McFadden, Community Links Manager with the Creasle Community Association, says the funding will also help support new jobs.
It will mean that we will hope to redevelop a community shed here for some outdoor markets and events. And most importantly, I think that it will create 3 jobs, 10 jobs actually across both communities, but will create jobs here in Creasa that will allow us to provide more programmes and health and wellbeing support and allow us to just reach a wider area outside of Creasa and hopefully continue to provide wellbeing and support programmes.
And there will also be a project of engagement between the two communities with over 3,000 participants. How important is it to build links between the communities on a cross-border basis?
Oh, it's vital. Both communities have suffered tragedies, as you know, and the support of Columba and the team in Greysteel, as we're in the very, very early stages of going through our own journey here in Creasa. So we intend to work together over the coming years to just create some resilience and well-being and opportunity for both communities to work together to get through our recent events here in Creasa.
The trial of Geoffrey Donaldson has heard. He referred to allegations against him as unbelievable during his police interview. The former DUP leader denies 18 historic sex offences against two alleged victims. His wife, Eleanor Donaldson, has pleaded not guilty to 5 charges and faces a trial of facts. Emily Keegan has this report, which some listeners may find upsetting.
The jury has today heard the first 3 sections of a recording of a police interview with Geoffrey Donaldson, which followed his arrest in March 2024. One section focused on the allegations made by complainant B. The accused denied the circumstances around an alleged incident in which he is accused of raping the complainant. He further denied another alleged incident when it's claimed he played with her breasts. Mr. Donaldson was also questioned about the allegations made by complainant A. During the third section of the interview, he denied ever touching her chest, putting his tongue in her mouth, or looking at her private parts with a light. The fourth and final section of the interview will be played to the jury tomorrow, followed by recordings of the police interview with his wife, Eleanor Donaldson. Emily Keegan at Newry Crown Court.
Police in Omagh are advising motorists that the Gillygully Road is closed following a serious road traffic collision. The road's closed between the Botra Road Junction and the Kulacrea Road Junction. Drivers are being asked to avoid the area, with the closure expected to remain in place for the foreseeable future. Updates will be issued when they're available. An Inishowen councillor says the issue of unregulated taxis in Buncrana reflects a wider problem with late-night transportation rather than enforcement alone. Councillor Jack Murray says recent prosecutions should prompt questions about why gaps in the system are emerging in the first place. He says Buncrana has a strong nighttime economy, but many people are left unsure of how they'll get home safely after a night out. Councillor Murray says while illegal operators should not be defended, the focus should also be on improving regulation.
Obviously, nobody should be operating outside the law, that goes without saying, and anybody taxiing should be regulated and insured, and that's essential. But we need to look at the reason that this is happening in the first place. The biggest challenge that Buncrana nighttime economy has right now is the lack of availability of taxis. So I'd rather see state agencies using their energy to encourage more people to become taxis, make it easier to enter the taxi business, because it's far too cumbersome and expensive that people are deterred from doing it. And when there's a gap like that, it gets filled by people acting outside the regulation. So I think that's something we really, really need to look at, rather than investing this energy and prosecuting people that are trying to provide a service that's not there.
What would you like to see done rather than clamping down? You know, what do you think that could look like?
I think we need to look at the why it's so cumbersome, expensive and bureaucratic to become a taxi driver. We know less and less taxis are available. People say it's far too expensive, far too difficult to get all the paperwork done, and it's just prohibitive. And look, people want to, when they have a night out, they need to be insured or assured that they can get home safely. So I think we need to really, really look at it. The Buncrana Nighttime Economy Committee does a huge amount of work, but we recognise that the lack of available taxis is the biggest barrier we have to promoting this economy. So I find it's very strange that such energy would be now invested in prosecuting people rather than actually addressing the problem that's there.
There was a 4% decrease in the number of people on the live register in Donegal last month compared to May of 2025. All drops were recorded across the social welfare offices in Donegal. Ryan Brawley's been looking into the figures.
The largest drop was seen in Donegal, which recorded an 11% decrease from 476 to 423. Ballybuffet had an 8.7% drop from 957 to 873. In Dunfanaghy, there was a decrease of 37 from 475 to 438, a 7.7% reduction. Ballyshannon recorded a 7% drop with 795 people on the register. The number in Dunglow was down 6.2% from 789 to 740, while Killybegs, Letterkenny and Buncrana recorded the smallest reductions of under 2% with 383, 2,098 and 1,382 people on the register respectively.
St Catherine's Vocational School in Killybegs has been approved for a new classroom for students with autism. Senator Manus Boyle says the additional special class is important as the existing unit's already at full capacity. Details on full facilities and the number of students who'll benefit are yet to be confirmed, but Senator Boyle says the key priority at the moment is ensuring children with additional needs can continue their education within their own community.
There's been good news that they've been granted an autism class, a special class, which is great news, and to be something, to be honest, is something we've been working hard on this last while, because with the growing numbers in St Catherine's, the room is badly needed.
And it will be great for children with special needs. A lot of the time they have to travel far away from school, but now these children will be able to stay in their own communities.
Oh, definitely, and I know from being in there, the autism class there at the minute was, bursting at the seams, so this will give us another avenue, and this will be allowed to take more students too, so it's great news for the school and it's great news for the families in the local area,
It's just coming up to 42 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport after this short break. It's a quarter to six here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. A very good evening. We start with football. The FAI's board met today to discuss the upcoming Nations League matches with Israel amid calls to boycott them. Now, there are several reports this evening that Nations League clash is set to be moved to a neutral venue. However, there is no official confirmation as yet from the FAI. There has been lots of speculation that the home game could be moved away from Dublin. Irish football's governing body has insisted from the outset that they intend to fulfil the fixtures. An official decision is not expected to be announced until later this week. However, with these reports now circulating, it could come a lot sooner. Carla Ward has reported a full clean bill of health for her Ireland squad ahead of tomorrow's UEFA Nations League game with France in Grenoble. Ireland can punch their ticket to next summer's World Cup in Brazil with a win, thanks in part to last Friday's win over the Netherlands, and that goal, of course, from Donegal's Amber Barrett. Goalkeeper Courtney Brosnan will be crucial to any Irish success. She says that the team has grown over the campaign.
Yeah, I think just seeing our performances over this Nations League and how we've progressed and grown as a squad, I think obviously getting the win against Netherlands was massive for us and just gives us that confidence that we can put in these performances against big nations. So we're really looking forward to it.
It's been confirmed that Friday's League of Ireland match between Galway United and Dundalk will now be played at Turner's Cross. With the ongoing pitch works at AM&DC Park, the game had originally been planned for Pearce Stadium. However, the Galway senior footballers will face Westmeath there this weekend, and so the game has been moved to Cork. Galway's match with Derry City on Friday week will take place at the home of Galway GAA. This Friday, of course, sees the resumption of the league after the mid-season break. Derry host Bows at Celtic Park this coming weekend. Derry will be hoping that the break has given them an opportunity to hit the reset button after a disappointing campaign to date, which has seen the Candy Stripes take just four wins from their 20 Premier Division games. Candy Stripes captain is Michael Duffy, and he's urging the fans to stick with them and says there will be exciting things to come.
It's been a tough first half of the season. Definitely hasn't went the way that I would have wanted it, or all the boys in there, or the fans. So it's definitely been tough. I think a sweet break was needed now, reset, get ready to go on Monday. I can't wait for the match now. I needed a couple of days away from it there, but now that I'm back, and I can't wait for the match, and I think I can't wait for the group to get back together and for us to regroup, go over things that should have been better, and there's a lot of that that we need to get sorted and look forward to the second half of the season, because there's still a lot to play for.
Celtic Park's been handy, you know, the house next door, if you will, but you won't be happy until you all get back home.
No, definitely. No, you miss your home ground, and especially now seeing all the videos and everything that's been done there. The pitch is, it's going to be probably the best in the country, really, the work they've done. And for us to get that pitch up here there is amazing, and it's exciting for us. I'm sure it's exciting for the fans to get back there, and we look forward to that now. And, we have a lot of things. We have the Cup to look forward to, Europe to look forward to, and we have to look forward to the league games now to go and try to put it right.
That's Michael Duffy speaking to Highlands Martin Holmes at the recent launch of the O'Neill's Foyle Cup. There's more from Michael and indeed from O'Neill's Foyle Cup event organiser Philip Devlin, available now on our website highlandradio.com. In Gaelic games, there will be a repeat of the 2024 Tailteann Cup final in this week's quarter-final pairings after Laois were drawn to face down. Declan Boner's Fermanagh, who defeated New York in the preliminary quarter-final on Saturday, have secured a home date against Sligo. The other last eight clashes see Antrim hosting Wicklow, and Offaly will take on a Wexford side who got the better of Leitrim over the weekend. And it is, of course, a big weekend for Donegal in the All-Ireland Championship as they welcome Cork to Ballybuffet on Saturday afternoon. No TV or streaming coverage of this clash, but just to remind you, you'll not miss a thing on Highland. Match throws in at 3 o'clock. We'll be live from McCool Park in Ballybuffet as football returns there for the first time in over a year from 2:30. I'll be joined in the commentary position by the two Brendans, Mr. Devaney and Mr. Kilcoyne, with extensive coverage of Donegal against Cork in the All-Ireland Championship, as Jim McGuinness' side, of course, look to book themselves a place directly into the quarter-finals. Well, Brendan Devaney will also be looking ahead to that game tonight on the DL debate. Among his guests, 2012 All-Ireland winner and former Donegal captain Patrick McBrearty, along with former Donegal player John Gilday and Cork GA writer Dennis Hurley. That's the DL debate tonight here in Highland, just after the 7 o'clock news. In rugby, former chief executive of the IRFU, Philip Brown, has passed away at the age of 66. Brown oversaw Irish rugby's governing body for 23 years from 1998 until his retirement in 2021. Under his tenure, Ireland won 4 Six Nations championships and were the number one ranked team in the world in 2019 and again from 2022 to 2023. Finally, to American football, the Northwest Vipers have officially secured a home Harp Bowl semi-final after a dominant 38-8 victory over the Westmeath Minotaurs at the weekend in Mullingar. The result improves the Vipers' record to 6-1 in the season and guarantees the club the number 2 seed in the AFL Division 1. It ensures a playoff tie is coming to the Northwest later this summer, with match details to be confirmed by American Football Ireland in the coming weeks. The achievement represents one of the most significant moments in the club's history. And that's your sport for the moment here on Highlands. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Looking now to the weather forecast, a mix of sunny spells and showers, some heavy with isolated thunderstorms, moderate southwest to west winds, fresher about the coast, and there'll be a mix of clear spells and scattered showers feeding in from the Atlantic tonight, lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, a look back at today's main stories. The long-awaited regeneration project in Letterkenny has finally moved from plan to reality as the first sod's been turned in Market Square. Councillor Kieran Brogan marked the milestone on what is his final day as the Mayor of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. Local contractor Boyle Construction has been appointed to deliver the project, which forms part of the wider urban regenerational works for the town centre. A major cross-community funding package linking Chrysler and Greysteel has been announced as part of a €6.2 million Peace Plus investment. The Chrysler Community Association is set to receive almost €1 million from the scheme, which also involves a Vale Centre in Greysteel and developing health communities. The initiative brings together two communities affected by separate tragedies, with funding to support a new community shed in Chrysler and the development of a 50,000 square foot air dome in Greysteel.
The trial of Geoffrey Donaldson has heard he referred to allegations against him as unbelievable during his police interview. The former DUP leader denies 18 historic sex offences, two against alleged victims, and his wife Eleanor Donaldson has pleaded not guilty to 5 charges and faces a trial of facts. And finally, an Inishowen councillor says the issue of unregulated taxis in Buncrana reflects a wider problem with late night transportation. Councillor Jack Murray says recent prosecutions should prompt questions about why gaps in the system are emerging in the first place. He says Buncrana has a strong nighttime economy, but many people are left unsure on how they'll get home safely after a night out. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back again with more news at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Monday evening, June 8th. The death has taken place of Margaret Aggie Boyle, Cullion Road, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her late residence, Cullion Road, Letterkenny. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Leck Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. The death has occurred of Thomas Tommy Ward, Longacre, Gort Cally, Kerrykeel. Remains are reposing overnight at Fannett Presbyterian Church in Kerrykeel. The church will remain open until 8 o'clock this evening for those who'd like to pay their respects. Funeral service tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Milford Presbyterian Cemetery. Funeral service can be viewed on Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to RSC Donal Residents Comfort Fund. The death has taken place of Kathleen Floyd, née McBride, 129 Beldhu Strabane, formerly of Glebe Sion Mills. Reposing at Quigley's funeral home today from 7:30, with removal at 9:15 to St Mary's Church, Melmount, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Huey McGinty Sally, Drimdairy Dunan Cluhan. Remains reposing at his home. His remains will leave his home at 10:15 tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kilwara Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Rosaries at 9 o'clock. Family time from 11 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. A shuttle bus will operate from Rulin Bar Car Park. The death has taken place of Mary Bridget Marie McMonigal, née Kelly, 40 Peacock Road, Sidebills, formerly of Cavanaugh Strabane. Funeral leaving the funeral home this evening at 6:30 to the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass is tomorrow at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in St Joseph's Cemetery, Glenmornan. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Woodmount Nursing Home Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley's Funeral Directors, Newton Place, Strabane. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.